I can't believe this. First you don't stop those brats from dogpiling in the damn ball pit. Then you get into a fist fight with Lenny. Then you let a food fight break out in the food court. And to top it all off, somehow, every single kitchen sink was ripped out of this place and set on fire in the damn parking lot as an offering to Cthulhu! I don't care whose fault it was. I never asked. The fact of the matter is, you're the security guard. You're supposed to stop shit before it happens. This happens again, you're fired. Again, I don't care who hired you. I'm the boss, therefore, I'll drop you in spite of the company that lent you to us. Now go sit your ass in that booth and do your damn job. I've got a mess to clean up. I don't care if you go to the kitchen, just stay out of the way.
Boo! Wow, talk about pathetic. So you're the new guy, huh? You're so easy to scare. Way easier than the last batch of losers we've had. And getting in trouble with the boss. What is this, your second day? Talk about a monumental fuck-up. Who am I? Who am I? What are you even saying? I'm the loser of the game you didn't know you were playing. Just kidding. But seriously, you've been here 20 minutes and you don't know who I am? The name's Vanny. You little shit. You'd better remember it. Gotta say, you look even more pathetic than the last guy. And he said he survived Burning Man festivals. I mean, look at you. You're trapped in a corner like the little rat that you are. Shaking in your shorts. You don't look like you'd survive a lunch rush at Arby's. I wonder what sort of hardware you're working with. Shut up! I'm just testing to see if these balls dropped or if they're even big enough to handle this gig. You ain't big. But you're not small either. Though I'm doubting these will help you stick around long enough. Stop trying to push me away. There. With your hands pinned over your head, I can keep inspecting you. What are those little sounds you're making? Are those moans? This is too rich. Are you liking this bunny fondling your dick? Does the little boy not get any action outside of this job? So pathetic. Cornered, scared, and being groped by a stranger. And yet you're enjoying this? You say you're not. But the little twitches I'm feeling say otherwise. You're probably a closet masochist. You like being in crappy situations. It's what gets you off. I wonder if I could make you bust a nut just from groping you outside your pants. Should I try? Do you like tugging? How about my hand going in circles? A twist and a pull? Or maybe just an up and down motion. Oh, there's another moan. And I can feel you growing bigger in my hand. Look at that disgusting face you're making. Cheeks red like pepperonis. Mouth wide open like an oven wanting to be filled with raw dough. And you're panting like hot steam escaping freshly melted cheese. Your hips are thrusting into my hand, begging for more. And your legs are so weak. You'd probably fall if I wasn't pinning your hands. Is baby security going to come? Are you going to soil your uniform? Go on then. Come on. Come for Vanny. And make sure to scream when you do. I want Roxy and Chica to hear me getting to break in the new toy first. Stop holding it in. Just let go. You know you want to. It's building, leaking, screaming to be let out. Just relax. Give in. And just fucking come! There you go. There it is. Let it all out. Oh, just listen to that howling. I've never even heard Roxy howl like that. There. Stay on the floor while you calm down. And maybe have a think of the service I gave you. That's the best time you'll ever have in this place. So you better appreciate it. Because after tonight, I'll make damn sure that you'll quit this job. Have a good night, baby security. What a fucking wimp.
Well, I gotta say, at least you didn't end up burning the place to the ground. I was gonna start calling you Marlo Murphy if shift kept going wrong. You did good work today, but your shift ain't over till you clock out. So no nonsense till then. Huh? What do you mean someone's trying to get you to quit? Look, kid, I don't care if you and the other employees beat the snot out of each other. Drama between you guys stays between you until lawyers have to get involved. Start flexing your muscle, and the bitch bothering you will go away. Then it sounds like you're either gonna be miserable while working here, or I'm seeing your resignation letter in the future. Anyways, I got plans with the missus soon. Try not to destroy the place.
Well, looky who decided to come back. I thought I told you to quit this place, but you didn't seem to want to listen to me. What? You hoping for another hand job, you little freak? Sorry, the first one was a freebie. Oh, you're not quitting just because some bitch bunny told you to. That's tough talk from a pretty mouth, little boy. Time to see if that bark matches your bite. What I mean is, if you don't want to leave willingly, I'll have to make you myself. Ah! Nice dodge. But the chase is just getting started. You can run, but you can't hide. I know this place like the back of my hand, rookie. You can't escape me. Huh. What's a chase without a little Mario Kart action? Have a blue shell on me. Throw everything you like. I can just send it right back. It It's getting really annoying how fast you are at ducking out of the way. Guess fondling that dick of yours unlocked a special ability. That doesn't matter, though. I plan to break those balls before I throw you out on your ass! About time you stopped running. Now take this! Nyah! The fuck? A frog leap? Whoa! Ah! Fucking struck out! Literally! Hiding in the kitchen won't save you. Get back here! Whoa! Ah! Ah! You little brat. Try running from this! Bunnies are springy. Bounce around the room to gain momentum and then... Ah! A tackle to the gut to knock the wind out of you. And a throw to the wall! So hard that it cracks. Well, actually, it looks like you hit and broke one of the games. That'll have to come out of your paycheck. Aw, look at you panicking. Scrambling to get away from me. You're holding that side of yours pretty tightly. Did you hurt something? Sorry, kiddo. The party room is a dead end. Emphasis on dead. God! Yeah. Hey! I can't see! I'll get you first, you little brat! This frosting's in my eyes! Man, who the hell orders carrot cake on a birthday?
Damn it! So shit! You just shoved a... Is that a hose to fill up balloons? The hell? And he's got the air tank. Oh, you know what? I don't care what he has planned. Just...
Fuck. The damn hose went deep into my mouth. It's caught in there. Can't get it out. Wait. Why is he smirking like that? Time for his revenge? What does that mean? How does he... Hold on. The air tank. That's so full. Is he... No way.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
This bastard's crazy. He's filling me up with helium. I'm already lifting off the ground. So this is what he meant by his revenge. He's going to blow me till I pop. My ass. Thighs and tits are all swelling like balloons. I was already lucky with the assets, but this is crazy. Shit. I just keep getting bigger and bigger. I can't move. Oh, please don't let there be any sharp objects around. I don't want to go out like a Looney Tune. That's so 30s. What the? He stopped? Why? He pulled the hose out! He corked me! He's going to leave me like this? No way! I can go fuck myself! Oh, fuck you! What the hell is he doing now? He's tying a string to my foot. Wait a damn minute. He's making me into a balloon, this dick!
You're so fucking dead when I deflate!
Oh, just wait till I deflate. I'm going to break more than your balls! Ugh.